Yeah, I mean it's hovering over everything. And so to get back to thinking of public health and criminalization, the people that I am exchanging syringes with are oftentimes under supervision of the court through a drug court, or they're under some or their probation parole. But they're also under intense surveillance of drug treatment programs. Many of the people I exchange syringes with are actually using syringes to inject medicine that they obtain legally as treatment for their heroin addiction, right? So if they're getting Suboxone, they prefer to inject it. So that what's really happening is that I would say that there's a much broader sort of addiction control apparatus that they're having to skirt around. That's both the treatment comes from the treatment side. So if the treatment program finds out that they're using syringes to administer their drugs, they could be kicked out of the treatment program, which would have pretty severe consequences from them. But then they're also skirting this other side. So some of the people, if they have, for instance, Suboxone or buprenorphine, but they've obtained it illegally, then they've got that at that end. So I think that it's really in the realm of addiction, it's very broad, and that's where this kind of health and punitiveness can come together in ways that are very intense for people who are really just trying to sort of make it by.